Your dog's ready for one more block. Your knees, not so much. Time to call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, non-surgical knee pain relief. 708-888-0000. Isn't this just the most beautiful day that we've been waiting for?
Oh, absolutely gorgeous. What a day.
Okay, so Lou, I'm going to ask you a question first because I've forgotten for the past month, because this is a discussion not just in my house but among friends. The automatic faucets where you wave your hand underneath, right?
Yeah.
They annoy a lot of people, especially my husband. So do you always leave them on and use the wave to turn them on and off, or do you turn them on and then do the wave?
Well, it depends on the manufacturer of the faucet. So there are some that have a, you know, because there's a mixer involved as well. So, you know, if we're talking about a vanity faucet or a sink faucet, you need to mix where you want it, the cold or the hot, and then you would wave it to, activate it. It's, you know, it's kind of, I will tell you this, there is a argument to be made with in a use in kitchen, in particular if you're someone that enjoys doing dishes by hand. I happen to be one of those people. And, you know, when you're washing the dishes, you pull the stuff away, the water turns off, and then, you know, you put the dish or whatever underneath it, and it turns back on. And so, ultimately, it will end up saving water. But they can be problematic, and there is either a battery or an electrical connection that has to be established as well to get it to work. So there's a lot going on to make that work.
Yeah, we just changed the batteries, but we had somebody else come over, and they're like, why do you turn it off? Leave it on all the time. I don't know. Okay, question for Lou. We're having part of our driveway polyjacked soon. The crack, there is a crack in it also. What is a good filler for the crack?
So once they poly-level it, you know, and they'll they may offer a crack filler as well. I don't know if that is part of the service, but if not, and once you've tightened it up, I really do like, if with a concrete driveway, there's a product called Slab, S-L-A-B, made by a company out of Colorado. And it is a cementitious acrylic caulking. And so it actually has aggregate in it to help it bond and match with the concrete. There will be some colored variation, but it will help to keep the water and the moisture out and help to stabilize everything long term.
Lou, please comment on radon mitigation companies. Would you recommend one, please? And what is a safe level versus a non-safe level to consider mitigation?
I don't have a specific recommendation for you on mitigation. It goes to parts per million that you, when it comes to radon, and off the top of my head, I believe it's below a number of 4 is acceptable when you look at like EPA websites and whatnot. The issue there is they're going to come and seal everything up in the basement, any protrusions, any cracks, any holes. They're going to drill in a pipe and put a mechanical fan typically on the outside of the home. And they're going to pipe it with like a 4-inch, 3-inch PVC pipe. And then they're going to take that and draw and create negative pressure below the slab to draw any potential radon that you may have. And they're going to run that pipe up the side of the house, up out of the roof, and vent it very much like a plumbing vent in your house. And it's highly effective. And radon is no joke. It's not something like, whatever. The weird thing about radon is you can have a high level in your house and your neighbor 30 feet away has nothing. It's just the way the topography of the earth is.
Interesting. This person said, I'd like to know how to get gunk off of a windshield. There are spots that do not come out in the car wash. And boy, I can relate to that. I parked under the L tracks, and I don't know what kind of goo got on there, but it is near impossible to get off.
Yeah. So the go-to is a product called Goo Gone that you can get at hardware stores and home centers and even, you know, probably a grocery store, too. But one that I really like is actually a cleaner slash lightweight oil, a product called Superzilla. And it does a really, really nice job of getting greasy, gooey stuff off of a bunch of different surfaces. It's really quite amazing. It's a bio-based product. Spray it on, leave it there for 4 or 5 minutes. Use a razor blade scraper if it's on glass to get it all off, and then a microfiber towel. If it's on your finish of your car, just use the microfiber towel, and it will get rid of it.
Every time you're on, Lou, I have a shopping list. I scribble down notes. I'm like, oh, yep, better get that, better get that. Okay, let me see. There is one other about a battery backup. Any downside to the base battery backup?
I really like the product. I had an opportunity to interview the CEO. The plus side is their claim is that your everyday electric bill, because you'll use them as your service provider to pay your electric bill, is going to be somewhere around 25% less than what you might be paying directly to the utility. You do get backup power, but I believe that battery pack in a backup power situation is about 36 hours of coverage. You know, and that's if you're being mindful of what you're using. Now, what we've experienced down in Indiana, you know, where there's days on end,
yeah,
it's not going to help you there. But keep in mind that historically, the average power outage in the U.S. is under 6 hours.
Oh.
That's the average.
My heart is breaking for the folks in Indiana and Gary. It's terrible.
It's awful.
It's terrible.
They still don't have power.
I know.
Many of them.
Now they're saying maybe Tuesday. And then there was just another power outage that Lauren talked about. Okay, Lou, what's on the show Saturday?
We are talking about this company out of Canada that makes an incinerating toilet. So you know how we talked about these ADUs and you put them out in the back of your house and you don't want to maybe put plumbing, but you need a toilet?
Yeah.
All you need is a propane tank, and it creates compost when it's all done. You don't need any water. You just need a propane tank, and you can use it for number one and number two. And when you get done, you take a drawer out, you know, every week, and you put it in the garden.
And you know, you don't have to put a mask on. Like, it's incinerated, right?
It doesn't smell at all, and it looks just like a regular toilet. If I didn't tell you, and I said, "Oh, Lisa, go use the bathroom." You know, you might know, but
yeah. But
average person might not.
We've got a propane tank. We've got one buried, and I'm thinking, okay, that means we could pretty much add another bathroom somewhere. Then, interesting.
Anywhere.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Lou. We'll be listening.
Take care.
At 6 a.m. Saturday morning, Lou Manfredini.